Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
And a good evening, everybody. Yes, as you know, it is 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the east side, which means it's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and which it means it's 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the west side. And you know what? That can only mean one thing. It's Ask Ms. V Sports here on V's After Dark Radio. I'm, of course, the man himself, James Acevedo. Ms. V, the toy lady, is running late because she's busy on her business trip, so hopefully she'll get a chance to call in during this quickest hour of sports on internet radio. But, of course, you know, we here, especially with me, I use my brain. There's always a plan B, as Triple H would say. There's always a plan B, and my plan B starts with a C, and his name it's Cobra Commander. What's up?
What's going on, boss? What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. How's every little thing in Miami? Are you in Miami right now? Are you trying to dominate the continental United States that you usually do?
No, I'm in Miami. I'm in Miami today. You know, I get around.
Right.
I'm like Tupac. I get around.
Yeah, round and round. Round you go. Yes, you know, we finally are having Miami weather. It's 90 today here in New York City, and, very nice.
You know how New York is. It'd be 90 today and Saturday. You'll get snow.
It's fucking retarded. It really is. It gets, like, chilly. You know, the whole weather's all fucked up. That's for another topic. We all know why that's happening. But anyway, so we're going to move on to sports. I figure, first off, we're going to do this later on, too, which, by the way, 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Elite Access Radio, which in abbreviation is EAR. That's what it stands for. It'll be Checkpoint, and it'll be me and Cobra Commander. I is Destro, and, of course, Cobra Commander is Cobra Commander, duh. And we're talking about, you know, porn stars, can they have intimate relationships with the opposite sex?
Mm-hmm.
And why am I bringing that up is because, because I feel like it. another reason is something, it's a sad news, because it is sports related in my sense, because to me, even though it's entertainment, it's sports entertainment. The great American dream, Dusty Rhodes, he died today, the age of 69. Horrible news. I was shocked. I followed Triple H on Twitter, and I saw the tweet. And I couldn't believe it at first. I was like, what the hell? And, I mean, he definitely lost a lot of weight recently. But there was no reports out as far as I saw of, like, where did he die of. Hopefully he just died in his sleep. Because that's the way to go. Well, unless you're having sex, then that's another way to go. But I think dying in your sleep is the next best thing, because hopefully he didn't have no pain, you know, heart attack, or you know what I'm saying? But, this is a man that was out of shape for years. And to think he lasted to 69 years old is an incredible feat to me. So, you know, the great Dusty Rhodes, one of the greatest talkers on the mic ever when it comes to his promos.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, died at 69. I want you to give out your thoughts, because, as you said on Twitter, at Commander Cobra, he was your favorite wrestler growing up.
He was my favorite.
I want you to
wrestler.
Talk about it. Yes.
Here's the thing that made him my favorite wrestler. He was my favorite wrestler because when I was younger, the first time I went and saw wrestling in Atlanta City, he was the first wrestler I ever saw. And he was just so cool, and he was so just down to earth, even though he was, like, back then, WWF. was a phenomenon, and he was gigantic, and he would just stop and talk to anybody. And it was just a big thing about this guy because it never took the fact like a Hulk Hogan or a big time wrestler would not look at his fans. He was that type of dude. If you met him at the Mickey D's, he's talking to you and buying you a cheeseburger. He was just real laid down to earth type of guy. Well, my first experience with him, like I said, I was a younger. My dad worked in the same arena as he did when he took me to go see this wrestling, as he called it, wrestling. And I was there, and I was in. Well, back then they had cafeterias where you could go eat, and you know the old wrestling venues. And I'm sitting next to this guy, and I'm just steady talking. I'm at maybe 9, 10, just talking to the guy. I'm like, man, you're a wrestler, that's so cool. And he just said, hey, he just had a whole conversation with me. Next thing you know, I still have it. He signed this poster of a Junkyard Dog, and it said Dusty Rhodes. And I had it.
Wow.
And then my father was like, you know who that was? I was like, yeah, it was like a wrestler. I'd never seen. He said, one of the best wrestlers. He became my favorite wrestler after that. And I hated when he stopped wrestling, and I even followed his sons. His sons were just magnificent wrestlers themselves. But he was just a great dude. And like I said, he was one of my favorite experiences I've ever had. I've only had maybe 3 experiences with wrestlers in my life, and one of them is my top 3, and the second one will be Ric Flair in North Carolina when I was down there. Fucking
woo!
Awesome dude.
Yes.
Awesome
dude.
That's
the man right there.
We got fucked up in a nightclub together. That's how awesome.
I believe that. I got a story to tell you about Ric Flair, but I'll let you continue. So, well, who's the third wrestler?
My third wrestler, I go down there, and I'm going to visit my brother in Texas, and he lives exactly 2 blocks away from my brother, which is The Undertaker. He lives in Austin,
that's
Texas.
The man. That's the dude,
and
man.
He's cool as hell, and I'm going to tell you
great
like
list,
this.
Man.
He's a genetic freak. That guy is every bit of everything. If you see him on TV, he's every bit of that in real life, and he has like a 16-year-old son that's standing there 6'9". You know, he's just genetic freak. So that was my experience with all 3 of us, and every wrestler I've ever experienced are just cool people. They're just real cool people.
Yeah, well, the one of the many reasons why Dusty Rhodes was very popular was, for one, he was charismatic, and 2, he related to the common man, you know, the blue collar. So everybody looked to him, and he had a huge black following, huge. Black people loved Dusty Rhodes. They loved him.
Yes, they did.
He was like... You know how he's like? He was like how Bill Clinton was in president. They saw him as like one of them. He really did. Yes, he was. And it was just unbelievable. And I'm going to play later on our show one of his famous promos he ever did, which was, you know, Hard Times. You remember that great promo?
Yeah,
you know, the Hard Times.
Yes.
And that one of the most motivational, realist promos. Because it wasn't some, you know, corny, like, oh, I'm going to beat you up, da-da-da-da, you know, some corny crap like that. It was a real, like, it hit you. Like, and I think that's one of the reasons why he was so popular. He grabbed your soul.
And also why he was so popular.
You know,
he was also popular because he was really, when Dusty Rhodes did a promo, it wasn't about the wrestling. He was really, like, almost preaching to you. He was
like a philosophical guy, yes.
Yes, he was preaching it, and he was not talking about just what's going to happen. He's talking about what's happening in the streets. He's talking about why the gas is so high, why you can't pay your bills, stuff like that.
Son of a plumber.
Son
of a plumber, yes, I remember all that.
And he was the truth. It hurt my heart today when I saw that, today that the
Bucky Gold
passed away.
Yeah,
it sucks. Hurt me a little bit.
Yeah, condolences to Dustin and Cody Rhodes, their sons who are in wrestling. That's horrible, you know, to bury your father or just anybody you love. It just sucks. But rest in peace, and we'll talk more about that on our show, you know, later on when we get on there.
Yeah.
But without further ado, we have the CEO. She actually found time to call in, you know, so we have to see what the excuse is for this time. I'm just fucking around. Here is Miss V, the toy lady.
I hope
she's on the. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yay! What's up? How you doing?
Oh, no.
How's it going?
I'm out.
How's it going?
I'm out running around listening to y'all. Doing a good job.
Listen, let me ask you something, Ms. V, because I know you were somewhat of a wrestling fan. Did you hear about the passing of Dusty Rhodes? And
no, I saw a clip of it earlier, but I haven't really had a chance to read.
Yeah, there was no details as far as you know, how he passed away, but yeah, it was just like a few hours. It was like earlier today, and it sucks. Yeah, you know, like he was one of those dudes that I know because you were into wrestling even, you know, back in the day. And I know, I don't know if you ever got to. Oh, what's that?
I'm shopping. I told you.
What the hell are you shopping? You shopping as you look at you multitasking. The hell are you shopping? But anyway, yeah. So let me tell you. So before Ms. V continues, I have a funny Ric Flair story personally. Since you brought Ric Flair corporate, right? So this is 12 years ago, in 2003. They had all these big time WWE superstars at FYE. They were promoting about the Raw show on Madison Square Garden. So they had Ric Flair, Triple H, Stone Cold, Kevin Nash, you know, HBK, people like all future Hall of Famers basically. And so we went there. It was me and my brothers and my cousin, stuff like that. So we go. Yo, we get there. Yo, Stone Cold is one of the coolest people. Stone Cold Steve Austin is one of the coolest guys ever. Like, it was like talking to your uncle. Like, I remember we got up there. He goes, hey, you going to be at the car tonight? You're like, yeah. What truck you going to be at? Two something something. All right, I'm going to throw you a can of beer at your section. It was so cool. So then we get up to, it was separate tables, right? So Stone Cold is with, like, Kevin Nash. And HBK was right next to Stone Cold. Then we get to Triple H and Ric Flair. So, you know, I get the autographs, blah, blah, blah. And then my sister comes up to them. And he gets the autograph for Ric Flair, blah, blah, blah. After all that, my sister tells me, man, Ric Flair couldn't take his eyes off me. I was like, what, really? He goes, yeah, he was just staring at me like I was a piece of meat. So fast forward to the event, and we're chilling, watching wrestling. One of the guys from the backstage comes to our section, right? And he goes, yo, are you so-and-so? Yeah, this is me. You know, that my sister was talking. Yeah, this is me. So, yeah, Ric Flair wants to see you backstage. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, Ric Flair.
Hell no. Hell no. He wanted some booty. Oh, hell no. And she was like, nah, I ain't going to mess with that old man because he was already old then. But it was just funny how Ric Flair actually wanted to have sex with my sister. I was like, oh, no. That ain't happening. Like, no, thank you. Because, you know.
He's
so
about to give us a jet
funny,
flying, man. Styling, and profiling. He's about to make us go, woo!
I was like, what the fuck? But Ric Flair is just a fucking trip. That motherfucker. It's amazing he hasn't died yet. He was supposed to die actually a long time ago. He was in like a big plane crash, like back in the.
Yeah, he was in a plane crash with several other wrestlers. He walked away unscathed, not even a broken bone, man. So he's the luck of the Irish with
amazing.
Him.
As they say, the powers that be had him on a special mission. Let's put it like that.
He'll die of gonorrhea at old age or something.
Amazing. I don't even want to die in the ring. I'm not saying, I don't mean to say it like that, but he gets so hyper. Even now, he's like Mick Jagger wrestling. He still go out there and like when he does a promo or something, he still like you know, he does the strut and shit and like, damn, dude.
Yep.
The fuck?
you know that movie? Remember that movie with what's his name? About the wrestler? What's that name? It was a movie called The Wrestler.
Oh,
with,
Yeah, what's his face? I know you know you're talking about. I didn't get to see that movie.
Mickey
I know what you're talking about. Mickey Rourke.
But it was based on. Yeah, they were based on Ric Flair. It was based on Ric
Flair.
That's
what I heard. That's what I heard. A lot of wrestlers said when they saw that movie, it really did.
That's what happened when people who that taste like go out together.
He's shopping. He's shopping.
So, yeah, the funny thing I heard what you were saying, Copa, earlier, is that when you had to sign, when Dusty signed your poster, that you had Junkyard, it was a poster with him and Junkyard Dog, and I love Junkyard Dog.
Yep, it was him and Junkyard Dog. Yeah. Him and Junkyard Dog was wrestling that night, and they had a promo thing, and I got it, and I was still young. I didn't know who he was. I was just talking to some dude that was nice, and we was sitting out waiting on my dad. My dad was like, hey, but you know, this is back then where they wouldn't snatch a kids like that. You know, your kid can sit in the cafeteria and basically talk. Exactly. And he just signed my poster. Good guy. And the poster I still have it today. It just said, good talk, little man. It said, good talk, little man. Hope to see you soon. Dusty Rhodes. I still have that poster.
That's awesome.
It was like 80, 86, 87.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was just that type of guy. And like I said, I think he's the only wrestler. Oh, was that Miss?
I need some cash flip on the round here.
Oh,
he's shopping.
shopping.
Y'all talk about me next week. I don't care.
Oh yeah, we're definitely. It's gonna be the bitter black, the bitter motherfucker hour. And when I next week on V's After Dark Radio, but like I said, Dusty had a huge. I can never. The only wrestler
iconic
I can think of
black
iconic black following was maybe Junkyard Dog. He had a huge, but not like Dusty. Like,
No. God. Junkyard Dog didn't even have a black following like that. It was just
no. Even Ric Flair had more of a black following, I think, than Junkyard
Dog. Ric Flair had more of a black following than Junkyard Dog did. It was just
unfortunately.
Dusty's background. Dusty came from a very diverse background, but he was raised around a lot of black people, so he had that trust. He knew how to talk.
He's been
around that all his life. He was basically
that's him.
He was the original Eminem before there was Eminem. Because he was born in that background. He was born in that background where he could relate to the black people because he was raised around it. You know,
the original Eminem was
Beastie
Boys. Get that clear.
Okay, Mama, sorry. he was the original Beastie Boy before there was Beastie.
The original Beastie Boys. So he was like maybe like how Elvis grew up around black people and then he did what he
did.
Like that.
Exactly. Well, Elvis was a thief. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that a whole different but that's a whole different cup of tea. But my thing is, it's just, like I said, it hurt my heart tonight to see my man pass away. And
yeah,
he was still young at 69. At 69, he was still young, too. So I hope he passed away of natural causes. But
at 69,
you don't pass away of natural causes at 69 now.
That should do.
You know,
excuse me,
I'm sorry. Still was young, though. Still was young.
She's shopping.
What? No, she's not. She's paying attention. She's telling me. But the game. Is the game coming on tonight, y'all?
Yes, the NBA Finals. And, yes, it is on tonight. I'll be watching. Yes. Now, I've said this. Now, you people, Ms. V and Cobra Commander, agree or disagree? And I hate to say this, because you know me, I'm not a big LeBron guy. It's more of his personality than it is the way he plays. It's not really, you know, his game. Obviously, he's the best player on the planet right now. Obviously, right? Now, what they're doing right now is amazing. I must give credit to the injuries they've had. Not having Kyrie Irving, not having Kevin Love. He's actually willing these Nick rejects to even play better, which is pissing me the fuck off. But the thing is, they're up 2-1. They're playing outstanding defense, especially the last two games. Even though the Golden State Warriors have had chances to win these last two games, well, they had to come back from behind, especially the last game. They were down by, like, double digits. But I say this, and I hate to say it, but I got to give the devil his due. If they somehow win this championship, you got to give LeBron credit for this championship. You have to give him credit.
Oh, yes.
Now,
okay.
I'm not saying he's better than Jordan. I will never say that. I'm just saying you got to give the devil's due. That's all I'm saying.
The thing about it is when you, and excuse my language, I ain't going to say excuse my language. When you will a bunch of fucking non-playing fuckers to do better, you're a bad motherfucker. When you can make other people perform, you're good. And the thing about it is he's making this, like you said, these ragtag rejects perform. And let's be honest, and whoever saw the last game, I don't care what you say, you want to show some love to that little white boy that threw that fluke of a ball up for good luck, and it went in. You know, that's what it was, a fluke. A fluke of a ball up in the air, and it went in. He made a three-point play.
Oh, you mean Yabba Dabba Doo, that guy's last name, whatever his last name is, Yaka Dabba, Yabba Dabba Dee, Dabba Doo, yeah. Daka Daka, yeah.
The Waka basketball Waka. God shined on him that day. Yeah. But I'm going to let everybody know who's listening to me right now, all you Cleveland fans, tonight, remember last game, the Golden State was down 2-1, and the Curry came. We all better not get too comfortable and start celebrating up in Cleveland. Curry, you saw the last game, Curry got hot for a second and blew y'all deficit.
Yeah, that's why I love him.
It's a fucking ring. He blew that 20-point deficit into nothing in seconds. If that boy come out hot, if that boy come out hot this game, it's going to be a 2-2 going back to home. And if he go back home, y'all in trouble. So y'all better win this game tonight. But personally, I don't give a fuck who win because my team ain't there, so really, I don't care.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Ms. V, you have any thoughts about these finals that have been going on? I know if it's not Detroit, you don't give a shit, but about the NBA finals.
I am been watching, so I don't care. I really don't. I can care less about the game.
That's what
and
she
neither
is
one of my teams playing, and I just care less.
That's
see, I'm on Ms. V level. I'm on Ms. V level. I really don't give a hoot. I watch. It's more like I don't even watch the game. I watch the highlights on ESPN because they ain't shit else on TV type of situation for me. Because
I've been watching CNN lately.
Damn, she said she watching. She ain't watching ESPN. She's like, fuck it. I don't care.
Well, that's why I love Ms. V. She's going to tell you how she feels.
Well, LeBron to me.
I'm watching the Manhunt in New York. I got better things to do than to worry about who gonna win the NBA.
Yo,
I heard that.
Let's put it like this: Cobra, she did one of the most classic rants last year I've ever heard when it came to LeBron James when he went back to Cleveland. I gotta find it. It should be in Radio Hall of Fame.
Right.
Because it was the greatest shit. Now, I was like Ms. V. I didn't believe 1 ounce of that bullshit when it came to I'm coming back home and this and that. And mark my words, I've said this all along. He wins a fucking title, he's leaving again. I guarantee you he will leave again. And if even if he don't win, he will leave again. I'm telling you, he's going to go somewhere.
The thing about it is LeBron ain't faithful to nobody. That hoe ain't loyal. You ought to know that by now. He's not loyal.
Yeah.
He's not loyal. He's there for a purpose. He's not loyal at all. He went down to Miami and left them high and dry. Then he come back to Cleveland and said, I'm coming home because I'm his home. Fuck that. He come back to Cleveland because they paid him a shitload of money. They paid him
a shitload of money
to come back there. Now, if he win the title for you, he's going to be like, well, I did my job. I won a title for you bitches. Now I'm going to go somewhere else. That's what he's going to do.
That's what I'm saying. You know that's going to happen if he win a title, and he's either going to go. Well, we'll see. He'll come to the Knicks, or when Kobe Bryant retires, he's going to L.A. And
won't do that neither. He's too busy trying to chase Jordan legacy. He'll go to Chicago. He so wants to be Michael Jordan, even though he's more like a Magic Johnson type of player.
Like a Magic Johnson type of player. I totally agree.
He can play basically almost any position.
Yeah.
He's a Magic Johnson player that can basically
score
at will. But the thing about it, he idolized Michael Jordan, and that's what he wants to be like. Then he took what really pissed me off, he came back and took the 23, went, oh, I'm moving on, I'm better. You fucker. You so want to be Jordan. I was waiting for him to put on the 4-5 like Jordan. Come back. I was so waiting. I'm like, this, he's such a fucking imitator. So the thing about it is, if he wins, fuck it, great to him. If he don't, fuck it, I really don't care. I'm just looking for my Bulls, and I'm thinking we got a good run for next year because Cleveland squeaked in on us, man. We were just tired.
Yeah, so that's with that. We'll see what happens. It's been – entertaining, especially when the first two games went to overtime. That's never happened in NBA Finals history, by the way, which is amazing that the first two games went to overtime. Hopefully, I just want a good series. I still stay with my prediction, Warriors in six. I'm still sticking with that. I'm not like Heaven Hollywood and Flip Flop. I stick to my prediction. Warriors in six.
Oh.
Anyway.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah. So if I had money on it, forget about it. I would go insane. So, Ms. V, I heard that your man, Justin Verlander, is finally going to be off the DL. And he's going to finally pitch Saturday. I guess he's finally off Kate Upton. I guess he can get off her for like a minute or two to finally pitch.
You know what? Y'all better be glad I'm in public. Y'all better be glad I'm in public.
The curse of Kate Upton.
Y'all better be glad I'm in a store.
What type of store you're on, by the way? I'm curious. You have a Victoria's Secret?
No, I'm at Stein Mart. I've never been in a Stein Mart before.
Oh, you know.
Stein Mart.
It's a pretty nice place. Pretty nice place. You have some good stuff.
Yeah, we don't have Stein Mart in Michigan.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. He pitches tonight. He better pitch like a motherfucking phenomenon all this damn time. He should pitch with beautifulness.
I'm going to say this.
Okay.
I'm going to say this calmly.
Very calmly.
I got to speak in a regular voice. I can't do my regular voice. But if that son of a bitch fuck up that game, I'm going to find out where he lives at. And I'm going to go get his ass and hurt him.
I'm going to fire that nigga and beat him down. No, you don't find him and beat him down. You find Kate Upton and beat him down. That's who's stopping the progress here.
She's going to see where he's at, so I'm going to take care of both of them.
Okay. She got her soft voice on in Stein Mart. I love that she's giving a threat out. She's giving a threat with softness. A threat with a soft voice.
Yeah. You know, I'd rather... That to me is more scarier than if she yelled at it. Yelling at it, I would be like, okay, whatever. But her, like, yeah, I'm going to find him. It's like, what's his name from Taken? I will find you. You know, it's like that motherfucker.
And I will pistol whip your thorn arm.
Now, if you give it back my daughter, I will make, I'll go away. You'll never hear from me again. But if you don't, I will hunt you. I will find you. And I will kill you. Good luck.
That's what you need to say about his arm tonight. Good luck.
Good luck, motherfucker.
I want to give a shout out to my Blackhawks. Woo! Blackhawk hockey.
You give a fuck about hockey? I didn't even give a fuck about hockey.
I love hockey.
Oh my god! They got shot last mission. Mason Jar. They got Mason Jar is like a shot
last. Yeah. We are shopping
Miss V
and talking about sports. That's how we do it. That's what we do.
Miss V loves her Red Wings, so she's into hockey too. She loves her
Red Wings. I love them too. But my Blackhawks tied it up last night. We are a dynasty.
I saw part of that game, by the way, and they said that for the first time, it's only the third time in NHL Finals history that the first four games were decided by one goal. Yeah, all of them were decided by one goal. So, hey, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they beat the Rangers fair and square, Game 7 in New York City, in the Garden, to the best team in hockey. You whipped that ass. They shut them out. Embarrassing. They shut them out again to the last two home games there. But whatever.
Yep.
Lucky I didn't give a fuck. But Lightning won. They deserve to be where they at. The Blackhawks, like you said, they're on a dynasty. You know, they've won a couple of cups.
We are a dynasty when it comes to. Yep.
And that's where you're from, Chicago. So, you know, good luck to your Blackhawks, you know.
And here's the thing that makes it so awful. Awesome. Either way, I'm a winner. Because Tampa Bay or Chicago. I'm in Florida. And I'm from Chicago. I'm a winner either way it goes.
Now, that's a good point. Now, let's say, because like Tampa and Miami, was that like a couple hundred miles apart? How far is that apart?
It's hours apart, but it's in the same state.
That's the amazing thing about it. Like, you would think like Tampa and Miami is only like, you would think it only take you like not even more than an hour, but it takes like fucking hours of the fucking
hours.
It's in the same state. It makes no sense.
Yep. If I drove from Miami to Tampa right now, that's a six-hour trip. That's about a six-hour trip. Because remember, I'm all the way at the bottom. I'm already at the bottom.
Yeah, you're at the bottom of the thumb.
Yeah,
you're at the bottom of the thumb.
I'm closer to the goddamn Caribbean than I'm closer to Tampa.
That's right.
So the thing about it is, it takes. If I was to drive this to Georgia, to Atlanta, that's a 12, 13-hour trip.
That's really crazy.
That's why I take planes everywhere.
Like, fuck this. How many games you see obviously you want the Blackhawks to win. So what you see?
Yes, sir.
See it going seven or what? You see it going seven or less?
Nah.
Six, seven?
I'm going to see it go. If you want to go all seven, I'm going to put it on the seventh game with the Blackhawks winning. Because the Tampa Bay Lightning, they're getting tired. You can see it in their eyes. They're getting tired. And the more Blackhawks play, they go faster and faster and faster. They pick up the pace. So if they can't keep up with the pace, it's gonna just kill them. So I think the Blackhawks in seven. They're gonna go all seven now. I will give them all seven, but it's gonna be the Blackhawks, and we're gonna get our third cup. That's the only damn team that can win in Chicago these days. This is Chicago. The Chicago Cubs ain't win shit. The White Sox ain't win. The Bears all shit. They can't even look at shit. Bulls making it to the playoffs. They can't win shit. All the team that can win is the Blackhawks. That's all we got, nigga. That's all we got.
Now, we'll see what happens. Let's move forward. Now, anybody doesn't know, even I know this, the Belmont Stakes happened here in New York, and finally, someone won a Triple Crown. Finally, after every year, we always hear, this one's going to win a Triple Crown. Now, American Pharoah, the horse he won, the Triple Crown.
I'm so mad.
Now, I got a question for Cobra. Did you listen to Ms. V and place a bet on American
Pharoah? Oh, yeah. Yes, I did.
Did you? For real?
Yes, I did. I found one down here, and it was my man helped me from Oakland helped me find where I can go bet. And I could bet at the dog track.
It's all that.
And she told me that, and hey, I won $3,000. Boom!
Good for you.
Well, I'm glad you won because I did the 5-1. So since I did the 5-1 exacta in the box, and the one horse pissed me off.
Okay,
damn.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what was the exacta? Like 5-something-something? Like, yeah. It was some shit.
The 5-1 would have done it, though. That was the whole thing. The 5-1 was up there. And then he went back and came in fourth place.
Yep.
Wow. Damn.
But I did pretty good. Thank you, Ms. V. You're so awesome. that took the scene off. So only $7,000 in the hole. I'm coming up.
Because it was that. Refresh memory. Was that because of the Super Bowl or some shit? Was that the reason?
No, it's
because
of goddamn,
the boxing, right?
Spectacular. Bitch ass self.
Yeah.
If I catch him, I'm gonna punch him in his throat.
See, so Ms. V with Justin Verlander, and you with Pacquiao.
Mm.
I see Pacquiao. I'm gonna be his ass.
I ain't saying it's
so in the red.
Pack you up. I'm just gonna run up and kick him in his midget throat. Yes,
I'm so sorry. I showed it was hurting. Man, sorry.
But,
so is it? Hey, Ms. V, is it? Well, go ahead, Cobra. What are you gonna say?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, Ms. V, is it hot over there? I know you were saying you were dying the last couple of days. How's it over there?
When we got in the car, when we got out of class today and I went to the car, the temperature gauge on the car said 104 degrees.
Damn.
I was like, oh, hell no. When we just got out of the car, we drove from West Virginia back to Virginia, and it's only gone down to 93 degrees. I ain't feeling this shit. and I look like a chia pet.
I was gonna say, your hair looks still like a chia pet. Chia, chia, chia.
I look like a chia pet.
I gotta get this
out.
Girl,
like
that's
pet.
Some beautiful weather. You don't want to be down here, man.
Humidity is kicking my butt.
I hate humidity. I can't stand humidity. That's the part I don't like. I like
the whole thing
warm.
Is I might be back here in July for a week or 2 weeks.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I'll find out in about two or three weeks if I'm going to be back down here in July for 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Oh, my God. 2 weeks?
I think it's going to be 2 weeks.
Oh. Damn, 2 weeks. Holy shit, that's a big, damn. That is not good. That is not good when you hear that news.
If I come back for 2 weeks, believe me, I'll be driving my own car. Only because there are things I want to see. I'll flew this time because I know all the rain will be here a week. So
okay.
I don't mind being chauffeured around. But, if I got to be down here for 2 weeks, I'll drive my own car because I would like to go to D.C. and the National Museum. A week is just not enough time. But if I got to be down here 2 weeks, then, I could go on the weekend and, go to D.C.
So where are you, if you don't mind me asking? I couldn't hear where she was.
West Virginia.
Where?
I'm in Virginia and West Virginia. I'm back in Virginia now. I've been back and forth all week between Virginia and West Virginia.
You need to come down here,
where I'm
Miami.
At. My job ain't got nothing for me to do down there.
You idiot.
When she heard the news that in July she might have to go back to West Virginia for 2 weeks, this is what she heard in her head.
Yeah.
And the sizzle parts. The heat.
Yeah. Well.
Horrible. Oh, by the way, Miss V.
Did you hear about the
signal
last night?
I was. You read my. Well, you are psychic. I was just about to say. I forgot to hear it. I'm sorry. I wanted to check it. My question. You, anybody doesn't know, Miss V the Toilet was on Papi Chulo's show. It was pre-recorded from a week ago. That's why, if you remember last week when she was saying, okay, I gotta go bye. You know, fuck all you motherfuckers.
Right.
You go talk if you want. Yeah, that's what she was doing.
Right.
So, damn, I totally forgot. It wasn't until this one. I was like, God damn, I forgot to freaking listen to it. So what I got to find out, I don't know if you know Ms. V. If you don't, I'll just look up myself. Can you still listen to it, even if you didn't miss it?
It
if
should
you missed
be in
it,
the archives.
Okay,
be in
cool.
Archives.
Cool. That would be,
excellent.
I would like to check
excellent.
That out. Yeah, I got
so
listen.
There's a lot
I got
of personal
check.
Information about me out there.
Ooh, juicy. And I'm not talking about Biggie.
I'm definitely
going
to go listen to it now. I'm going to find something personal about you. All right.
Yeah. Now I'm not going to be egotistical because in my mind I was saying, I wonder if she mentioned my name.
No.
I can't remember.
My bet on that is zero, to be honest with you. Zero.
No, actually, I can't remember. I really can't remember. No. I think I did, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I say the line on that is 0.5. on that one. But I got to check that out. Was that like a full hour?
Yeah.
Papi Chulo? Cool. In bed with Papi Chulo. That's the name of the show, right? In bed with Papi Chulo?
Yeah. But if you go
to
PapiChuloRadio.com, that's the website.
Yeah, I got to check that out. Ms. V, you know how she is. You love her on here. Gotta check out that interview on Papi Chulo's show. In bed with Papi Chulo. I got to check that out. Definitely got to check that out. I just totally fucking forgot. And all this the shit I be doing. You know me. I do 10 million other fucking things.
5 million things.
I remember one time, Cobra, Ms. V was like, damn. Because I wasn't on the show because I went to a Yankee game one day. So she was covering by herself, and she was like, Yeah, so next week, you know, Jane is going to come back here. He's not here this week. Man, that motherfucker work a lot. He got so much.
Yeah, he do.
It means I had a time
jobs.
For game. Yeah, yeah, there's so many.
Jobs.
How many jobs you got? Like, I'm like, what's the McCall? Yaman from In Living Color. How many real jobs you got? One. One job?
Really?
That's all you got? One job? I'm a radio host, the producer, executive producer, the board op, the makeup person.
Exactly. That's you.
But, yeah, man, I got to check that interview out. And yeah. So, other than that, the rest of the, like, the sports week was kind of, you know, nothing really else.
Lucky
really, you know, we talked about the finals, talking about, you know, the NHL and stuff like that. Yeah, I do believe, though, with the finals that, because one thing I love about Stephen Curry, though, going back, I do love how he just explodes, and the motherfucker looks like he don't even try, and he gets the ball in.
Well, the thing about it is,
he's amazing.
He's one of the best pure shooters I've seen in a long,
yes,
long time. He reminds me so much of Bird. He reminds me so much of Bird. Bird was a pure shooter.
Yes, he was.
He was a pure shooter. Only difference is he got better handles than Bird.
he
handled the ball much better. But just shoot your eyes out from outside all day long.
Yeah, and he's better than Reggie Miller ever was, because Reggie Miller was just a catch and shoot guy. Even though he shot the ball, he shot the gym out, but he wasn't the type of guy to run, you know, take it to the hole. You know, Stephen Curry could take it to the hole if he wants to. He created shot, you know, he could create his own shot. He could pass. So he's definitely good, man. That dude is not even getting started. And he's, you know,
well, Reggie Miller was a setup shooter. Reggie Miller was, like you said,
yes,
a setup
exactly.
shooter.
He had to set the screen and shit, and then give him the ball.
The play, he'll shoot all day. But Steph Curry don't need you to set no plays for him. He'll set his own play.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. He can create his own shot.
Exactly,
yep.
And that's what makes him magnificent as a pure shooter. And that's another thing about, that's why I refer to him like Bird, because Bird was the exact same way. If you watch some old footage of Larry Bird, he was not the person that you need to set up. He'll set his own shot. He'll make his own way to get that shot in the hole. You know, so, but the thing about it is, it ain't been a pure shooter in a long, I mean, long time. You know, where you scared for this dude to pull up. You know it's a 99% chance it's going in if he pull up from anywhere. He ain't one of those guys in a long time.
Like one of those guys that even if you cover him, which Stephen Curry, I think it fits in this category, even if you cover him good, he can still get that shit in.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's a dangerous man.
See, and I'm one of those cats. Yeah, dunks are fantastic, whoopie doopie doo. But a guy that can shoot your eyes out from outside is fantastic to me. You know, that is just that.
Yeah.
Because the thing, I try to tell anybody, well, that dunk was this. I don't give a damn about dunk. Every time he pull up, it's 3 points. Shut up. It's 3 points when he pull up, you know. So it's like I said, the last game, I saw the last ending of the last game, and these cats was going into fourth quarter with 20 points ahead, and he just blew that goddamn deficit down to nothing in a matter of
like,
minutes.
Yeah, it's just like game two. The freaking the Cavaliers were up by 11 with just a little over 3 minutes left. And I remember saying on Twitter, I was like, they might win, you know, the Cavaliers, maybe, because 3 minutes is a long time. You know, with timeouts and everything that goes on, you could come, especially with that team and the way they shoot, they could come back in 2 seconds, and they almost did. You know, they tied the game.
And,
you know what I'm saying? So.
And the thing about it is, and a lot of people don't get acknowledged, too, that Golden State got not just Steph Curry, he's the main leader.
But what's the name?
But a lot of Steph, but you got to think, a lot of that teams are good shooters off the bench. They got some shooters off the bench.
Yeah, they play team basketball. Yeah,
and
when they're
that's what I was just about to say. They play team basketball, and they remind me of a young San Antonio. That's how San Antonio plays.
Yes.
They move that ball around.
The same thing. Yeah,
they move that ball around, and they create shooting anybody. Anybody touch that ball, that's and they get that ball movement, anybody can shoot your eyes out. And that's how San Antonio was known, for moving that ball. They remind me of a young San Antonio team.
Hi, how are you? I'm all right. How are you doing? Yes, I did. Thank
Team
you.
Team Ms. Z. Team Ms. Z saying hello to her fans.
She's checking out. She's checking out.
So, yeah, Ms. V, the toy lady. That's right.
Hey.
Want old graph? We mean no. Fuck you, bitch. go to the toy lady.com. Okay, go to the toy lady.com. DATOYLADY.com and get your pleasure adult toy pleasure products. Yes.
She's gonna be like, you know, they got shot glasses as mason jars back there. What? she can't respond to us now, so we can make fun of her. She can't respond to us.
Yeah, we can say anything right now.
Sorry. Can I have a 5? Could I interview saving $4 with our
Thursday? Oh, no, because there's
a
time
mark
near
me.
We're really hearing good stuff.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
Is it like a...
I feel that you are very much a wonderful person, and I want to know, do you think that your baseball guy can pitch a good no-hitter tonight? Hello?
Wait a minute. You asking me a question about baseball? I know you ain't gonna do that.
That's just messing with you. That's all. I'm just messing with you.
Thank you.
But I almost died laughing because to hear Corbin that serious like that, I can't take it seriously. Like, yeah, sir. I got it. Like Walter Cronkite and this motherfucker. I was like, yeah, sir. Yeah, question.
You know what? I ain't paying y'all no mind on that. Y'all can talk about me all
No,
year.
Really?
Let me get some clear to you. I'm still the boss.
Of course you are.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I didn't say you weren't.
We didn't say you were the boss, but you're a boss that's occupied right now.
Yeah, you're very occupied. Very preoccupied.
You know, I have to make sure I get stuff right when I'm pulling out my charter card.
Yeah,
of course.
See, when you pull, see, there's a lot of things you got to do. You know, when you pull out your charge card, you got to look around, make aware of your surroundings, make sure no motherfucker trying to do some shit. Look at the person.
Over your shoulder,
the
looking at the number.
Make sure you got that black card.
She ain't so paying attention to us. Well,
make sure you got the weapon. Make sure you have your weapon ready in case somebody tries to send shit. You know.
Be prepared to pistol with
like
somebody.
Like a thumbnail on the back.
That's right.
I like the material.
I like the material, too. I think the material is wonderful.
Yeah, me too. What type of material you like, Cobra?
I'm more of the silky type person. I like silk.
I was gonna,
you know.
You like silk?
You know,
you like cotton? You like cotton?
Cotton make me itch a little bit. The silky?
Oh, okay.
I'm like Marvin Gaye. I'm Silky Soul Man. Silky Soul.
I was
going to
say Silky
Soul, you know.
It's like a pimp name. Yo, here comes Sticky Smooth. Where's my money, bitch?
Sticky Smooth Cobra Commander. That's what I'm going for. Sticky Smooth.
Now, where's my money, bitch? How many times I told you not to? You like silk? Look, his ass. I mean, one time I had like silky boxes. I couldn't fuck with that, man. I don't know. I feel weird. Like silky boxes.
You are
show like
sharing
drawers.
Way too much about your silky drawers. Who wouldn't know about your silky
drawers? Nah, that was a while ago. I tried that shit. Like silky boxes. I didn't like that shit, yo. I don't know. It was weird.
You make you sweat too much, man. You be walking around sweating.
Yeah,
right
hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah, that shit, man. I got rid of that shit, yo. But I wanted to try it because I wanted to feel like Tony Montana or some shit. You know, I want to say, man, let's see how this silk is, you know. I said, if I can wear this as my drawers, how can I have it as my bed sheet? I would die in a silk bed sheet. Ugh.
No, I tried the bed sheets one time, and then it slipped out the bed and killed myself.
Hold up, you guys. Let me just consider you. If you had that satin that's on, then that was your problem, because real silk fits right and feels right. Satin
exactly.
Don't feel right.
Exactly.
But you also had that sheet
like
stuff
cook.
On.
Hey, how you doing?
Maybe if I didn't have nothing down there, it would have fit better. I don't know. The co-worker commander was talking about the soot base. Yo, the co-worker commander, when you said you had the belt, the best seats, and you pulled the cover, did you see a dead horse ahead in your?
No, I ain't have to worry about Godfather. Nobody, I ain't got the Godfather problem.
Them sad
sheets. You don't want them sad sheets. You get them bitches, you slide out and kill yourself.
Silk sheets,
that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Silk sheets, you don't slide on silk sheets. No, silk sheet is very good. Satin stuff, that rayon shit, you motherfucker be figure skating in the bed.
Yo, I was about to say, that's the true shit. You know what? I've never seen. Yeah, that's true. Can you have sex on a silky bed? Because, like, one false move, that's your ass. Right?
That's saddened stuff. Real sick.
As the music's playing in the background, you can't move it. It's electric. Boogie, boogie, boogie. Electric slide.
Yeah, you'll be electric.
Bust your ass.
In today's news, Cobra Commander died at the age of 43, fucking around. And
hey, Cobra.
Some bitch.
Cobra.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Did you say sir? I heard that, sir.
No, he said ma'am.
He said sir at first. I said yes, sir, first.
She heard it.
Yes, ma'am. I heard ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you looked at the YouTube video that I posted?
Have I looked at the YouTube video you posted?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. What YouTube post did you post?
It's funny. It's so funny.
All right. It's some dude.
Explain.
Did some dude in some van from the backwoods of South Carolina had an air conditioner in the back of his van connected in his van?
I saw it on my Facebook. I saw one on my Facebook where he literally put a full air conditioner in there.
Yeah, that. Right? It went on my Facebook page also. I posted it there, too.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on the Facebook. I'm like, this fool literally, he wanted some air conditioning in his car for real. He put a mounted a full. I wonder if he did get the one with, he paid the extra dollar to get the one with the heat in it too. So if it get cold, he can turn the heat on.
The next
day, by the way,
we saw that van again when we went to lunch. He was parked in the parking lot of where we went to lunch at, and
My girlfriend
said, no, that's not. And I told her, I was like, yes, it is. And she's like, no, it's not. She's like, go look at the face. And my supervisor goes back there and look at the face, and he's walking out. And then we got in there, and I showed. I was like, remember, I took the picture. And I showed, because she kept saying it was this one. I was like, it ain't no two of them here. So I showed her the picture that I had taken. And she's like, wow, I thought it was a different color. Like, no, that's
nope.
The same one.
I couldn't believe that. By the way, before we go, we have a loyal listener calling in. And when I say 4-5, you know who
that
is. Yeah, it's the Thunderdome dude. Yes, it's Greg. Greg, I say Grandboy. Welcome to Ask Miss V Sports, son.
Hello, Miss V.
Hey, what's
there
up?
He is.
There's
of
James.
Course.
How about you, Cobra?
What's going on?
I'm doing great, man. How's everybody doing on this fine Thursday?
Oh,
it's
not bad. I'm
hot as hell. I'm doing
how about you,
Greg? I'm on the beach. I'm on the beach.
Yeah, he's always on the beach. Yeah, I'm just roasting in my house right now. 91 degrees. I'm not complaining. How about you, Mr. OKC Thunder?
I'm doing a little bit
up?
Better than the sirens going off in the back.
I was going to say, is that you, man? What did you do now? Damn.
No, I got everything put away. That ain't at my place.
Ms. V, did you make that threat a reality with Justin Verlander?
No, I did not. It wasn't none of me. There are no sirens going on around me.
So, Cobra, you all right? They come after you, right?
Nah.
Hey, don't ask no questions. You hear sirens around me, don't ask no questions. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing.
No, you don't know nothing. They beat on nothing.
When I get back to Michigan, that might be something different. But right now, he's safe.
Here is
so. What's up, Greg? What you want to tell us as we running this show down to the last wire? What's up? What you got to say?
Yep, there's two real quick questions. One of them.
Sure, go ahead.
That American Pharaoh.
Yeah. That damn whore.
Well, he just made more money for his owner, and you know they're going to reproduce like a motherfucker with that horse. You know they're going to make some future horses with that motherfucker, boy.
No, he's got a race next week, so he's got to wait. He's got a race next week.
Oh, he has a race again?
Yeah,
he got a race next week, yep.
Damn.
So you know they lined up. You know the Nairs are lined up, and they got their $100,000 in the hand. They waiting.
Oh, by the way, Greg, did you bet? Because Cobra did, and he won 3G. Did you bet on American Pharoah?
No.
Ah.
I did not get to the track, and it's like, nah, I'm going to save my money. Payoff was like, I mean, from what I heard, there's like 90,000 people put a $2 bet down on that horse with the win, and they still haven't cashed in that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that ticket, you'll get your $2 back, and then on top of that, you'll get $1.50 for $2.
Yeah, what was the odds? It was like high odds for him, right? Because he was very favored to win, obviously. What was like the what was
three
it?
To five? It's three
yeah.
to
yeah,
five.
Three to five.
So every $5 that you bet, you got three back.
Yep.
That don't make sense to me. Like I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I lose money.
Why do you think I bet the 5-1? Because the one horse was 15-1. So
yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
If it
would have
been 5-1 or 1-5, I would have came out good because that would have been some change.
That I would have done. That makes more sense. You know what I mean? That's much better because I never understood that. Like, you see the favorite, whether it's horse racing, you know, football, whatever, and you see the odds, you know, you go on the paper, whatever, and you go, well, why would I put more money to win less back? That's the dumbest fucking thing. Like, who the fuck does that? Stupid.
Yeah. Gambler.
a degenerate gambler, I guess. I would never do that. If, you know, unless
but
the underdog has somewhat of a shot,
just,
I'll take the underdog. You know?
Cobra just won $3,000, so people like Cobra.
Yep, Cobra. But yes, Cobra D.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Yes, Cobra D.
Yeah, he's still in the red because of the Pacquiao fight. So.
Don't mention
but, hey,
Pacquiao.
Hey, he won some of it back.
Cobra, yes.
One more time. One more time. Say one more time.
Well,
here's a question.
Now,
he has two questions.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg.
I have just seen what's trending, and Dusty Rhodes, the American, has died.
We started with that, man. You have any memories? Did you ever got to meet the man? What did you think of the
Never got
the great
to meet
Dusty
him,
Rhodes?
But I think I did get to watch him wrestle as a kid. I think he was with the Mid-South.
Yep, he was.
So I remember him.
Yep.
The Junkyard Dog.
We just had the same head. Look at this.
Devon Eriks. And
oh, Devon
Eriks. That
tragedy with that family. Oh, man.
Wrestling
family.
Devon Eriks, I think there's only one left, and that's what, Kevin?
Yeah, he's the only one left.
That's if he's still
alive. Hammer Valentine was part of that South.
I love that motherfucker. You know, as a kid, I fucking love Greg Valentine. You know why I love Greg Valentine? Even though he kind of stole the style from Ric Flair, the robes he wore. I love the fucking robes that he wore. It was like cool. But he copied that from Ric Flair because they used to be a tag team when they were in like an NWA. So they were like, they both. He even took his figure four leg lock.
The Four Horsemen? Was that in the
greatest.
Yep.
The greatest wrestling regimes ever.
Uh-huh.
Four Horsemen.
Yep. And then with Mid-South, do you remember Mr. Wrestling?
Yep. Oh, yes. Wasn't that like a mask guy?
Did he wear masks?
The guy that did the mile high knee lift. See the face or whatever?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my childhood, man.
Yeah, that's my childhood, too, yeah. You know, because Iron Anderson lives down here in Miami. He has a house out here.
The enforcer himself,
mm-hmm.
Iron Anderson. Love that guy.
Yep.
He was no joke, man. Fuck, kicked ass.
No. The thing about it is,
him and Tully Bradshaw. Oh my God, he kicked ass.
The thing about it is, Greg Valentine. You want to go there? Greg the Hammer Valentine was a combination. He stole most of his style from Ric Flair. That's true. But
that's what I said.
I understand stole his style for Greg Hammer because Greg Hammer was no joke. That knuckle,
yeah.
Beat you down.
The reason they call him
the
Hammer.
That from, that man punch you in the face and make your teeth wobble.
Yep. There's a reason why he was called the Hammer. There's a reason why he was called the Hammer. So. It's sad. I mean, it was only the thing was he did lose a lot of weight. So I was not that we know what happened personally because there was no details of how he died, but he did lose a lot of weight. So hopefully it was a healthy reason and not an unhealthy reason why he lost the weight. But yeah, man, it sucks because he was one of the biggest influences on a lot of wrestlers. And you know, I mean, one of the biggest stars ever in the industry, so he influenced a lot of people. So, you know, it sucked. Oh, yeah. I saw that. It was one of those things. He had a double take. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, he was old, but you know, 69 is still young, relatively young, especially nowadays. You know, that's not.
That's not that old, man. We're only 27 years from there. That's not that old.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Thanks a lot.
Only 27 years away from that, dude. Shut up.
There goes my man, Cobra Commander. Always ending on a positive note.
Wow.
Well.
Who are you?
Mr. Greg.
We shall expect you tonight.
Yeah, are you calling tonight on our show again? Are you calling tonight again on our show later?
I might be able to. I'm actually getting ready. As soon as I get off here, I've got to go out and do some work at the shop.
That's
what I'm talking about. Another hard worker.
Yeah, I guess so. Ms. V said, fuck everybody. I'm out.
I'm still here.
Okay, there you go.
I knew you would wake up once I said that.
I'm still here.
Y'all to hell.
By the way.
I'm listening to y'all.
Oh, you just listened to us three fools talk, right? So we already
went.
Grant probably
don't know I'm not. Greg, you know I'm not in Michigan.
No, actually I didn't. Where are you at now?
I'm in Virginia right now.
Oh, okay.
I'll be back in Michigan sometime tomorrow.
Nice state.
Out as hell here.
It's not hot. It's just humid a little bit. That's all. It's just humid a little bit.
I look like a damn chia pet.
It's humid.
Yeah, all frizzed
it's
up.
Humid.
Looking like you
well,
put your finger into a socket.
Tomorrow I'm having an excellent week. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm going to Puerto Rico for a week. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun,
now,
dun,
are you
dun.
Doing this because it's National Puerto Rican Day Parade this Sunday?
Damn.
Big thing
are
here.
You damn Skippy? Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going there to party. Going to party
I bet
with
you
Puerto
are.
Rican people?
Jesus Christ.
Going to party with Puerto Rican people.
Yeah, they trust me, and you will have fun. It's not Brazil, but it's close.
It's damn near close. It's close. It's very close.
It's very close. Oh, especially where you're at. That's not even... What, that's not even, what, a half hour from Miami or something?
It's a half an hour trip right there.
I love the Caribbean. Jesus Christ, you bastard. Yep. Yeah, I love that and Bahamas. Those are my two favorites.
I take plenty of pictures and let you see.
Yeah, please let Destro see.
Let Destro see.
Yeah, and that's a perfect way to end the show, ladies and gentlemen. So, Miss V... that, you know, you want to take us out, you know, you have anything to say, like, to talk about for next week, shows we're doing?
Shoot.
Should I play Jeopardy music first, and then,
it's all about sex, and more sex, be back on Tuesday, and, you know, I will have a lot to bitch about next week, so, y'all want to miss that. And
something happened in the last 24 hours.
I'll be back at my computer, so I won't be out. I'll actually be back at my computer. I'll be back in my office. So
nice in the in the Misty Fortress confines. Yes.
Yes, I'll be back in my house.
Yes. So that's going to be cool. So, like she said, ladies and gentlemen, this Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is all about sex, sex, and more sex with Ms. Rita Toy Lady and yours truly. And Wednesday is the Bitter Black Bitch Show with, that's at 7 p.m. also on Wednesday, Ms. Rita Toy Lady and Sierra Divide with yours truly producing. And a week from now, it'll be After V Sports with me, with Ms. V, and with Cobra Commander, and we'll see what we talk about in the next quick hour, what we will talk about. We'll see what happens. So until then, as you know, this is James Acevedo signing off along with Cobra Commander and Ms. Vita Toilet, and of course, one of our biggest fans, Greg, you know, Mr. Oklahoma Thunder himself. We thank you for calling, and please call tonight on Checkpoint. We would love to hear from you.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Yeah, sounds good. Well, be safe. Be safe, my brother. Be safe, Cobra Commander and Ms. V. Stay, try to stay cool and be safe too.
I will.
Don't lose it next day in Virginia.
That is awesome.
I'll talk to you guys next week.
Yes.
Bye, everybody.
Just listen to that enthusiasm in her voice. Anyway,
this week.
Don't y'all let the ladies and tomatoes, everybody. Bye.
Bye,
everybody. Bye, Greg. Bye.